The Gemara tells us that on Shabbat and Yom Tov we don't lay tefillin, and the reason for this is because Shabbat and Yom Tov are called an ot, a sign between Hashem and the Jewish people, and tefillin are also called an ot, a sign between Hashem and the Jewish people. And therefore, when we have the ot of Shabbat and Yom Tov, it's not necessary or it's inappropriate for us to have a second ot, the sign of the tefillin. Interestingly, the Gemara doesn't discuss whether or not one lays tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And this is a point of debate and discussion amongst the Rishonim. And their discussion essentially focuses on the question of what is the ot of Yom Tov that means that we don't lay tefillin on Yom Tov. Is that ot the Issa Malacha, the fact that we don't do work on Yom Tov? Or is that ot the fact that on Pesach we eat matzah and on Sukkot we sit in the sukkah? If it's the latter, the sign of matzah and sukkah, then that applies equally on Chol HaMoed as it does to Yom Tov, and it would mean that we don't lay tefillin on Chol HaMoed either. If, however, the ot of Yom Tov is the Issa Malacha, then whether we lay tefillin on Chol HaMoed will depend on whether we regard the prohibition against Malacha on Chol HaMoed as being min HaTorah or Midrabanan, and that in itself is a machloket amongst the Rishonim. It does seem to me more likely that the ot is an ot of Issa Malacha, because that applies equally to Shavuot as it does to Pesach and Sukkot, whereas if we talk about the symbols of the festival, there are no specific symbols which apply to Shavuot. In any event, it is a machloket amongst the Rishonim whether we should lay tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Shulchan Aruch paskens in Siman Lamed Aleph that it's prohibited to lay tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and that's in accordance with the Rashba and other Rishonim, whereas the Rama paskens in accordance with the Rosh and the Mordechai that it's correct to lay tefillin on Chol HaMoed and indeed to say a bracha. However, the Taz says that it would be better to lay them without a bracha, and this is because in any event we've got a machloket whether or not one should lay tefillin, and the bracha isn't critical to the fulfillment of the mitzvah, and therefore because of the safek it would be better not to say a bracha, particularly because he notes that according to the Zohar, it's not only unnecessary to lay tefillin on Chol HaMoed, but it's actually totally wrong to do so. And the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan also paskin in accordance with that Taz, even though the original Minhag Ashkenaz was in accordance with the Rama to lay tefillin with a bracha on Chol HaMoed. The Taz, followed by other Achronim, also mentions that it's correct to remove tefillin on Chol HaMoed before Hallel and Kriyat HaTorah, because those are parts of the service which are particular to the Yom Tov aspect of the day rather than to the weekday aspect of the day. However, it would seem that that wasn't necessarily the practice of the Rama. In Sim Tav Reish Nun Aleph, which deals with the halachot of Netilat Lulav, the Rama says that people are machmir to remove their tefillin from their hands when they bench Lulav, so there shouldn't be any sort of chatzitza between their hand and the Lulav. And the Mishnah Berurah there explains that it means taking the tefillin, unwrapping them from round their hand, but not necessarily removing the tefillin altogether. So it seems that in actual fact that once upon a time the minhag was to keep the tefillin on also for Hallel and to remove them presumably just for Musaf. One might well ask, what is the minhag of the United Synagogue as far as laying tefillin is on Chol HaMoed? So it's clear that the minhag of the United Synagogue is that one does lay tefillin on Chol HaMoed. When to take them off seems to be a little bit of development and shift in the minhagim. If one looks in the earlier editions of the Singer's Prayer Book, that's up to the 13th edition, which was published in 1925. Those were all under the auspices of Chief Rabbis Adler's, and they say to remove tefillin before Hallel. That's the 14th edition of the Singer's Prayer Book, came out in 1929, and that was the first one under the authority of Chief Rabbi Hertz. And there's a shift there, where the instructions say that on Sukkot you remove your tefillin before Hallel, but on Pesach you remove them before Musaf. Clearly the concern was that on Sukkot you needed to remove them so that you could hold your Arba Minim. That practice remained in the Singer's Prayer Book through till the Sachs edition, and there it says, goes back to saying always to remove them before Hallel, except on the first day of Pesach, when one keeps them on through the laning, because the laning on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, because the laning on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach deals with the mitzvah of tefillin. The Mishnah Brura and other Achronim mention the consideration of Lotit Godadu, what they regard as a biblical prohibition against different people in the one community doing different things. And they suggest that if in the one shul you have some people laying tefillin, some people not laying tefillin, then there is a problem of Lotit Godadu. In our shuls, we have different people doing different things all the time. And perhaps once upon a time, and occasionally, you still have shuls where there is a unified minhag that absolutely everybody either lays tefillin or doesn't lay tefillin. Certainly in Eretz Yisrael, pretty much everybody doesn't lay tefillin. But in Chutz La'aretz, in shuls where people lay tefillin, nowadays it seems that there's a hodgepodge of minhagim, and so it's already Lotit Godadu. And therefore, a person can presume choose to do what they want. But if a person goes into shul where everybody is laying tefillin, then they should even daven in the Ezrat Nashim if there are no women there, or in truth one really shouldn't daven in the Ezrat Nashim at all. That's one should daven out in the corridor, that's or something like that, without one's tefillin on, or to lay tefillin without a bracha, with negative kavanah, in order to join together with everybody else and do what the tzibur is doing. Ad kan.